أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن الناس من يقول آمنا بالله وباليوم الآخر وما هم بمؤمنين يخادعون الله والذين آمنوا وما يخدعون إلا أنفسهم وما يشعرون في قلوبهم مرض فزادهم الله مرضا ولهم عذاب أليم بما كانوا يكذبون وإذا قيل لهم لا تفسدوا في الأرض قالوا إنما نحن مصلحون ألا إنهم هم المفسدون ولكن لا يشعرون وإذا قيل لهم آمنوا كما آمن الناس قالوا أنؤمن كما آمن السفهاء ألا إنهم هم السفهاء ولكن لا يعلمون وإذا لقوا الذين آمنوا قالوا آمنا وإذا خلوا إلى شياطينهم قالوا إنا معكم إنما نحن مستهزئون الله يستهزئ بهم ويمدهم في طغيانهم يعمهون أولئك الذين اشتروا الضلالة بالهدى فما ربحت تجارتهم وما كانوا مهتدين. And amongst men, there are those who say, we believe in Allah and the last day. And really, they aren't believers. They think that they will deceive Allah and the believers, whereas they deceive their own selves and they do not realize this. In their hearts is a disease, then Allah Ta'ala has increased their disease. And for them is a grievous punishment because of their dishonesty. The Quran has spoken about two categories, one were the true believers and the other were the true disbelievers. Those that disbelieved, but they came out in the open as disbelievers. Then the third category of those people that outwardly say that they believe, but within their hearts they have disbelief, what we know as hypocrites. So they wish to play a balancing act, and they think in this balancing act of this, they are smart, and that they are deceiving Allah and the believers, whereas they only deceive their own selves. They don't realize that this deception of theirs recoils on their own heads. And this wrong and corruption of this starts off from a disease of the heart. Their hearts are diseased. There is a sickness in their hearts. When we say that a person is sick or he's got a sickness or any limb of his is not right, what we are saying that it is not functioning right. If it is functioning well, then we don't say it's diseased. We do not say that he's got any type of an ailment or sickness, because it's functioning well and correctly. The eyes are functioning well, then we don't say he's got an eye infection. But if it's not functioning well, it is not like how it is supposed to be functioning, then we say it's got an infection, there is some sickness, he's got an illness. So their hearts have got an illness and an ailment. And what is this ailment? It is the ailment of nifaq and hypocrisy. So when we say the heart has got an ailment and disease, that means the heart cannot function like it's supposed to be or it's expected to be functioning. The eyes is supposed to be seeing that the heart is got a function as well. The heart's work is multiple. One is, it is supposed to be recognizing. That's the work of the mind. It recognizes, distinguishes one from the other. So this is the work of the heart, who call it the mind. So in their minds or in their hearts is a disease. So when they cannot recognize, then they can't identify with the truth. And when they don't identify with the truth, then they don't love the truth. Their hearts are supposed to be identifying the truth and then loving the truth. And then obeying the truth. That means they're supposed to be recognizing Allah and loving Allah and thereafter obeying Allah Ta'ala. But when there is a disease in their hearts, then their hearts don't have the drive to obey Allah Ta'ala because they cannot recognize Allah Ta'ala and they don't love Him. When they don't love Him, then they don't want to give their allegiance to Him. So this is an account of their hearts being diseased. فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا. And Allah Ta'ala has increased the sickness of theirs. Like it is natural for every disease, every sickness that it must spread. So the same is with this sickness of the heart. It will spread, though it is curable, but they are not paying attention to it. And when they are not paying attention to it, then it's going to be spreading out. When it's going to be spreading out, then it's going to be like an incurable disease. So that is why Allah Ta'ala says, Allah Ta'ala increases their sickness. The rain brings good all around. It adds to the fragrance of the rose. It fills the grain in the corn. But by the same token, that same rain adds to the strength of the thorn and also adds to the strength of the poisonous deadly plant. So that same rain that was meant to be providing good, when the recipient is corrupt, then the recipient will use it for pervert reasons, for wrong reasons. The Quran was to be used correctly to recognize Allah Ta'ala and love Him. But then when they rejected and the verses of the Quran kept on reminding them, they kept on coming down, then the more they came down, the more they rejected. So in this manner, their sickness also increased and it spread out throughout their whole system. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. And when it is said to them, don't go about making mischief through the earth, they say, we are here only to put things right. Behold, they are the ones that make mischief, but they do not realize. They are so caught up in mischief and corruption that they do not realize that what they are doing is spreading wrong and corruption. So when they are told, don't go around making mischief, then they say, we are here only to put things right. They want to make a compromise between right and wrong, evil and good. And how can there be a compromise? How can both be joined and how can both be linked up? You want to link up and join up sewage with good water or filth with good milk, then how can both be joined up? They can't be joined up. It's impossible. No sensible person will want anything that is contaminated and polluted. So you don't want this. But this is what they are doing, that corruption of this, they want it to be reconciled with goodness. Muslims, kafirs, and all types of cultures must all mix up and come under one umbrella. How can that ever happen? One has to show that he is distinguished from the other. If you are with Islam, then you cannot reconcile with disbelief. Both are poles apart, and both will remain poles apart. One will have to be remaining distinguished from the other. Now, they come around with this type of slogans, this type of banners, that we are here to put things right, and we're going to bring about a reconciliation. So how is it going to happen? So these people, Allah Pak says, they are the ones that make mischief, they are the ones that are corrupt, but they do not realize. Corruption is at two levels. One is the corruption that everybody identifies. We talk about drugs, so everybody recognizes the evil of drugs. But if you talk about women coming out of their homes and going to study in schools and colleges and universities, then people can't see and they cannot perceive the evil in this. Because of the pretext that this is given, the pretext that they are coming out, we need Muslim doctors, we need female doctors, etc. So it's such a glossy pretext that the common person cannot see the evil that is within. But the moment that woman is taken out of her home under whatever pretext, she is defiant to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She is no longer loyal to him. Because he asked her and he instructed her that she must remain at home. Then she employed her reasoning and she found a reason for her to come out. The man encouraged her to do the same. Now then look at the evil that will follow thereafter. Then she'll become an educated person. When she's going to leave the home, then shaitan is going to seduce people. So one is in the process, the wrongs and the immorality that's going to take place. That is, you can see how common and rampant in universities, schools, etc. There may be just a handful of individuals that are free. Otherwise, every person has some type of an indecent experience, some type of an indecent, immoral experience. Then it doesn't end up there. Then it goes on further. Then these type of people get into marriages. Because their training was done in an immodest environment, they remain immodest, so the marriages are always rocking all the time. There isn't a proper good home. When the marriages are rocking all the time, then the children that come out from there are delinquent. Single homes, broken homes, and delinquency becomes common, and then you have a whole corrupt society and community. But where it started off from a very, very polished and a glossy pretext that we need to educate them, they can't remain ignorant, because what if they become widows, or what if they are going through some constraints, what's going to happen to them? So the pretext that is given is very glossy, but we do not realize that these are the mischief makers. Allah innahum humul mufsidun. In the wording of the Quran, they are the ones that are corrupt, but they do not realize their corruption. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسِ. When it is said to them that believe, like how people believe, how the Sahaba kiram believe like the Sahaba, like the Khulafai Rashideen, they say, should we believe like how the fools believe? So Allah Ta'ala says, behold, they are the fools. In reality, these are the ones that are foolish, but they do not realize their folly, they do not realize their stupidity. May Allah give us tawfiq.